is. So Rashi tavan in time and off. Rashi says the king high mocks the murder of Shimon the shakti tofel the shall have is but either boy will have Shimon the chayish the tree. So the problem is because it becomes tofel to the shall have is the shall have is intrinsically mocks up. Why that so is maybe a different conversation a little bit. I think we'll understand better when we learn the kol hakelim. Why shall have us understand better why shall have us as much so. Not 100% but understand better there seems to be that there's a Tanai being a Kli to have a din of not being Muxa Kalim Oichlim people those type of things but the bosses become the Tafel. So that's what Rashi learns. Not only because Rashi says in other places also. There's definitely other Mahalchim to understand the Sora bosses. So my Cleveland roots. So the Mechon Ofik put out a Tishas Riyazokin on Shabbos, and on this Gemara he says so he raises Tosfos Kasha. Why is it important to tell me that the Shemen is a bosses? Shemhachi metkul lekulo delotem and the bosses sula davar as the davar mutter. Tamalotem and the Shemen have a davar mutter. Kehid the kakolam leah peris. Even though the heaven is besoichol, leah peris have a bosses the davar as the davar mutter. Hachinami have a cheshav to lehi Shemen kiperis. Kemash malon rava that the shiny hacha got me there. The hell was eleven. Below Shemin, Menair Efsher, Kimatal and every Shemin, Kimatal shall have his dummy. So he said, learns the lum this is that the reason why buses is a problem is because the yoist they're connected, they function as one. So theoretically I should have argued being metaltal the Nair and the Shemin is a tiltamin at sad on the Shalhevis. A tiltamin at sad and tiltamin at sad is a mutter the tart over hamutter. That's what I should have argued. And Kamash alone that I don't look at it like that. I look at that since they seem to be in some way connected, they function together as one. So when you're metaltal the Nair and the Shemin, it's called you're being metaltal the Shalhevis directly, and that's awesome. It's not because the Nair and the Shemin become, they themselves become muksa. It's because what you're doing is a ma'isa, not a tilta min atzad, but a tilta behedya on the muksa. Okay. That's pretty straightforward. There's a Trumas Adashin, which the Mugan Ram argues on. We go through the Sugya Bosses more. The issue, a case of a person put something, put the muksa item on top of a non-muksa item, knowingly, but not because he wanted to be there specifically. He has no room in the freezer, and he would say, "We assume that Allah has, that raw meat is considered muksa nowadays. That's assumption of Allah. So I have raw meat, and I have no place to put it. I stick it on top of my cake. Now I don't say like, you know, wow, it's such a good place for the meat to spend the Shabbos. It should be sitting on top of the cake. There's no place to put it. So I put it. So I know it's not a shachach. So is that called the buses or not?" So the Trumas Adashin says it is, and the Machon Rama argues, and that's, you know, you'll see that passage. But Teichat Dvorim, when he says that din, the Shoyl asked that since Lo Nichal of a Miskaven Lo Nasib Bosses, he wants to die in a Rashi. Which is what the Magen Ram assumes. You have no room to put everything in the bottom, you need more than one layer. So it's up to you. You have the specific desire that the upper layer should be on the lower layer. You just don't have enough room. That's what you assume. It's a nira. Shmuzadashin says the hunach amuksa b'dera zeh b'ner shmashin b'ner Shabbos and the Rami appears Rashi lahatir. Dikel b'ner davkim b'shecheach shlomidas. He didn't know about it b'chlau. L'nas b'basa b'niach b'ner Shabbos. I feel like we're home in Yudea shamuksa yehinach alachevit b'Shabbos. Kamachevit nas amuksa b'nei shemaksa daitoy mimenu. So he seems to learn the lomness of the lomness of bosses is you bring maksa das. It's not because it's tofel, because it's very hard to argue that it's a tofel. The cake is not a tofel to the meat. Even the lumness that the Tzadik Rebbe Zalkin is saying is a little bit harder to say. Why should I look at Bishlamo when the cake is shaykh, the nair is shaykh to the Shalhevis? So we're saying, Hayois, there's a shaykhis. So Mela, when I'm a tal to the nair, it's called a metal to the Shalhevis directly, not indirectly. So it's not tilt to Minatzad, it's a direct tilt. But over here, the same. Well, since there's no shachas in the cake and the meat, so why is it a problem? But what he's saying is that there's a new swara. Since there is a lach of nir, you're not supposed to metal it directly with it on top of it. So, and you did decide for whatever reason that's a good place to store it. So you're maksa das, simple mahaksos das. And the chiddush over here is even Reb Shimon agrees in this haksos das, which would be a very big chiddush to understand why does Reb Shimon agree with this haksos das more than any other haksos das. But he comes, it's a different angle totally. So now Yesh Lodin in the Magen Ram was arguing, but that's, you know, that's the Truma Sadesh. A lot of the Yukim and the Rishonim, I actually put it out to Sefer Yosher Ben Otam. He uses this Svara almost like the same Svara, but the polar opposite of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Ben Otam Shita that he says that if a person puts something there, Bedas, it should be on there, but not intent that it should be there the whole Shabbos, it doesn't come in bosses, because he says he wasn't only Maksadas from it. Would that be more? That's our Reb Shimon. We've had the Reb Shimon. You're not Maksa Das. So since I didn't, if the law is because you're Maksa Das, I'm not really being Maksa Das. I don't want to be the whole shot. So and the Lashonos of the Ben Otam is it's not a Dechiyah. Like your mom, he calls in Reb Shimon to say his din, which would fit very nicely with what it's the same lumness of the bosses, but two ends of the spectrum. Okay. No, yeah, it's all truma. They share a truma. Right. About 200 years difference between the two of them. Okay, they both live in Germany, or Germany, France. Fine. There's a twice in the Kufa of Gimel. Which the Mahalach that the Tosfos Rabbi Yozakin is saying fits nicely into the Tosfos. I get involved in the sugya over there, but the Tosfos more as a case where they would store certain vegetables. Even after you pick them, the best place to store them was back in the ground. And that would keep them fresh. So the Gemara discusses, so how do you take it out of the ground? So you leave some of the the leaves on top, or, you know, the stem on top, that it's out of the ground. And you, so the Gemara says that. But meanwhile, you could leave it close enough that you could stab it with a piece of like a knife or something, a pointy thing, and then pull it out. Which you're moving the dirt. So this is Haipugla Hechidam. Even Meniach, he put it there intentionally. My term of the Mount of Shori, Milamata Lamala, a feel of near Lo Shori, Koshke Tiltuminatzad. Tosis starts off with Meniach, which means bosses, and Tosis says, well, that's a near Sugya, and it's Tiltuminatzad Sugya. The problem is, if Tosis, the issue is Meniach, so fine, so tell me the problem is that the item that becomes a bosses. Don't tell me the problem is Tiltuminatzad. It's not mutter. According to the Mahalach of Tosfos Yozakin, that the whole lumness of bosses is that you lose your Tiltum and Atzad status. So the Tosfos has verter. With Tosfos Yozakin, at least you have a Mahalach in that Tosfos. So we'll get to that Tosfos eventually. You can call a cable. Okay. Some practical nafkaminas. The price come handle following Shiloh. A person made something a bosses ladaber heter. As far as he was concerned, it turned out he was wrong. It really was a double issue. So when he wants an item there, but he was not maksadas from it because he thought it was a double heter. So he can move the bosses, but he definitely made the bosses a tuffel to the item. So now that he's borrowed the item as a double roster, this is like Rashi, tuffel, so much should be bosses. If the Rebbeinu Tam, and the point is that it's Haksos Das, which was that the word of Haksos, he wasn't Maksadas. His Macha wasn't Maksadas. And he thought that this is a double heter that he's putting on top, and he's planning to use the bosses on Shabbos. So he never was Maksadas on the bosses. Okay. What about the tiltum in atzad issue? L'chor, the lumness of that shita works along the lines of Rashi. You have to argue that there's an element of tefillah over there. I mean, every tiltum in atzad. Tiltum in atzad means I'm moving. There's something on the table which I'm not able to bosses, and there's an item which is moving on the table. So we say that that's called tiltum in atzad. It's not called direct, it's called indirect tiltum. But if I put the item there before Shabbos, now it's called direct tiltum. What changed? Because if I want the table to be mishamish to the item, so then I'm saying that they should function as one. So when we tell the table, it's called metal to the item. So you need a nekud of tefillah to shop that did. And over here you have a nekud of tefillah. So the her now that he's barred to double also, it should be a bosses. Okay. I'm not sure this goes together, but it's interesting. Hechatimsa. So we had in Memzai in the morning introduced this idea of someone to boss the double also, the double mutter, it doesn't become a bosses. So the beginning of Shabbos, there was Isser and Heter on the table. There was the Nair and there was bread. There was the Chalas. He's the Chalas Friday night. So now you just have the Nair on the table. What's the status of the table? Is it a bosses or not? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Reish Ayin Tes, he says it's not a bosses. Because beginning of Shabbos, you weren't Maksid Asrimit. Because there's Heter and Isser there. So Mela never became a bosses. But if you learn, but the prima gadim is mesupik in that case, what the din is. And he says it could be a taka becomes muksa now. Because you made it a bosses for the isser and for the heter. Well, the heter is gone, so now it's just a bosses for the isser. You did not make it a bosses for the isser. You also made it a bosses for the heter. So, calls one, you have both. It's a bosses for both. So it doesn't get a din of a bosses. But essentially, you didn't make it a bosses for the isser. So, the prima gadim seems to hold in that case would be a problem. Say, if the one is, since you made a tofel, you made a tofel to two things, now only one of them is there, it's taka tofel to the isser. So, according to the story, that the problem being metalta, for sure, that should be true. According to the Rashi, the story would also be true. But according to the story, it being machted us, and everyone's machted us. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, I planned to use both. I was using it for both purposes. So, I never was machted us. So, the Shulchan Aruch, taka on that din, when he says the din, he taka uses the lashon of you weren't machted us. Right, so that, you know, that lechara would be another nafkamina.
So according to the sort of masadas, so it means like if I had like a huge table and I put something on it, like I was like, I'm probably planning on putting other stuff on it. So does that mean I'm not masadas? If I haven't, like I want to put it, I'm going to put my, you know, I'm going to eat on it later, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, I'm going to...
Okay, it's a good question. And I don't have a good, I don't... Obviously, throughout, we don't pass like Rav Shimon, the guy we meet is good, sorry, pass like Rav Yehuda. So, with all the rest of the orders, it's Nick at the beginning of Shabbos, what your intent was, that's how you define it. Yeah, so the Ben Otam says, if I have a specific intent to remove it from a state of being a bosses later on in Shabbos, Taka doesn't become a bosses to start with. That's sort of the Sefer Truma, the Ben Oboro. But, which in general Taka is a Kiddush, right? We don't repeat ultimately this soy and that's it. The guy we did a bosses that we invoke Rav Shimon against Megiddus Katsoy in a certain sense. But how far do you take that? Only that's a good question. I mean, that's in that din is a Kiddush. Because we pass him like, am I even following what I'm saying?
Again. No, I'm saying even before it became, Rabbi saying that you were maxed us in the beginning and then you want to change your mind in the middle. I'm saying in the beginning of Shabbos, like, you know that I'm going to be using this to eat later, so I know I'm going to eat it.
I understand. It's the same, but you have multiple scenarios, you have multiple examples of that. So, the Rambam brings down the Sefer HaTrumah, that's something where I don't plan to leave it for the whole 24 hours, it doesn't become a bus. Okay, so it means even though being a Shabbos I want it to be there, but since my plan with Kila was that something over Shabbos I do not want it to be there anymore, it never becomes a bus to start. What about a scenario where it's there by itself and I plan on Shabbos to put a double heter on the table? So, the mice, either way, I'm saying that later on in Shabbos, this is not going to be a bosses for Yisr. It's only going to be bosses, it'll be bosses for Yisr Hetter, which is not a problem. So maybe that wasn't a haksa to start with. Or you say, no, the mice over here, all there's is Yisr, is Yisr, and that's it. Yes, if Yisr is planning to be removed, that you never would convey that this should be shy to the Yisr. But if it's Tom, I plan to put Hetter later, what does it help me? It's the Benish Moshe, there's nothing else there. So this is in the Akronim. What the status of that case is. So how do you take this war of the Ben Oborach? How far do you take it? You know, we got to learn this. We got to learn it really to, you know, see the faces and see the local mice on it. But it's a good question. You know, how far do you take it? So that's what you're asking. This is a similar type of a point.
You're saying over here that you're not maxed. The point is that he's not a maxed das on it because he put a double hetter on it at the same time. You know, the double hetter was there also during the Shabbos. So it's like same idea, like because I'm planning on putting I didn't put the chal there during Minish Moshes, but I'm going to put the chal whatever, I left the chal in the half of it.
Okay, so that's just case of the soldier, right?
Right,
so that's the deal on the Achronim. Right, how far do you take it? Okay. So if you want to make your nair not muksa, so you have to make your nair basis l'davar asa davar mutter. So you need a tebasa davar asa davar mutter. The luck is that the davar mutter has to be more valuable than the davar ras. There's a deal in the kind of they're equal. What's the status? Okay. You're rearing your sheet to say actually it's opposite, exactly the same value. So the reverse says it has to be more. It has to be more more valuable than the shem. The reverse says. So the Rambam says I don't get it. Why do you have to be more valuable than the shaman? The shaman is not someone which is also bad, so the shaman is just the bosses. So why do I need the double head to be more valuable than the shaman? That's the Magen Rambam's kash. So the Rifwash obviously is learning that the shaman becomes problematic on its own. The shaman becomes part of the Dabar Isser, and now what you need to counterbalance to say that the Nair is a basis Leisra Leheter is it's something which is more valuable than the shaman and the Shalevis, not just the Shalevis. The Maharam says that it's not Asr Batsim. There is a Chayonim which they asked me about yesterday. The Chayonim says in the Sugya of the Mukhani, so the Magen Rambam case with the drawer. So if you have a drawer which is not Miyuchad Lemos, so it doesn't get the Chumrah of a Mita, the Chumrah of the Mita, so it's not Miyuchad Lemos, it happens to be you put it in on Shabbos, you put money in it, I mean you want it so that for the Shabbos, it's the buses. And it's a drawer which is nishmetis. So the law is that the table becomes a bosses. In the case of nishmetis, so we look at the drawer is not being tuffled to the table, and now the table becomes a bosses. So the chayotim, yeah, but it's a bosses for lishalahetter. It's a bosses to the drawer which is not muksa, and it's a bosses to the mos which are muksa, even though the drawer is a bosses. But it's bosses lishalahetter, the chayotim says. So, according to the Tesis Riazok, that Mamash doesn't come also, it's just a hechatim, so it's not tiltum in a tzad. So then the chayyadim is posh. The drawer is not be'etzim muksa. So the table, as far as the table is concerned, it's a bosses for something which is not muksa called the drawer, and something which is muksa called the money, so it's a le'isha le'etzer, and it's not, and the table's not a bosses. Right? According to the Mahal that you're Maksadasim, so that's a harder question. By being Maksadasim, you make a Muksa. So now the drawer is Muksa. Right? And according to Rashi, the Chor should be Pash is according to Rashi. Now Rashi, I think you could argue, if you want to kvetch, you can argue according to Rashi also, that you can make like a too much regas type of a thing. Okay, so I have to say Shechabura. The Maestro with the Rishas out one time that Bracha came to home Shigal Torah, so he said, "What's your hechra?" He says, "If she was on Chuluk, and if she was said the same word, what was she was hechra?" He says, "I had a hechra. I had to say sheer." So. Do I have to? I don't know. I happen to be allergic a little bit to the idea that you take these three mahalkim like make every lishitasa etc. It doesn't work because there can be one word that he says of the 17 that he's Magen Rambam says which doesn't stem with this mahalk. So you're going to have to make it that they eventually boxes don't work. That's what I found. And so it's a nice shikul tara when you're saying the what? Right. So you want to say chabura. The guys. So you don't tell them that there's another shikul, but there's another piece that's. Say for Yosh or somewhere else, it doesn't stick with this. You don't say that part, So that's why, if I don't have to tie it down the mice, I would prefer. Okay. Fine. Okay. Okay. There's a Ramban here in the Mitzvah Sheet of the Mos. Ramban says, after everything is said and done, Rocky Mouse is the white hacker. What is actually the problem with the shift of the most? He says the mitzvah shita lemos. Shem hinich bo also taltem nei sheyasui lanich bo mos kol shom, and therefore b'domi kimi shinich mos shom b'shabbos. So even when you didn't put the money there, be balanced miyukim for that purpose. That functions as if you put the money there. There was money there. So. Which for that's a din of bosses. He's saying it's shaykh a din of bosses, even not being a bosses. That even when the money isn't there, it's also as if the money was there. Now, if the whole reason why the money is there, it's also is because he's handling the hal is different than the nair. The nair, when the nair is there, when the shalev is there, it's also because of bosses. Same when it's not there, since it has other uses, it's not considered a bosses. And the mitzvah, even when it's not there, it's like it's there. That's his lomdus. Now it could be the mice that he says. He uses the word bosses. I'm not seeing it now. Maybe it's lush enough. But you know, he introduces such a musig that you can create such a din. if you learn the lam, this is Abba Haksor's das, so that would make sense to us. To say that it's a tuffel, to say that it's tiltum in a tzad, there's no money there. That's very hard to say that's a problem. There's no money there. That's clearly not what he's saying. But the next step, he says, he wants to be mazur taka, the getter is, it's a haksos, that's the point, the loser is a shame kli. So, does he mean the haksos das on the feast before? I'm not sure. But it's what to think about. There is a Ramban in the Mechamis, in the Gemara in the fourth parak in Beya, where he touches up buses out b'maktadas over there, so that would fit with his idea of contemplating a concept of a din buses, even when it's not a buses. Because it's the kudah b'ksos das. Sometimes miyachid just for that purpose. I won't use everything else. See, when the item is not there, I'm maktadas in it totally, and that's the. What? We're over here. He's dealing with the Mishnah of breaking open the bricks to get the food inside. So he handles a case where potentially there might be a bosses issue vis-a-vis the bricks, vis-a-vis the food. So Tehadwarm, he throws in a lotion over there that it's that the lumnus is because he's maktadas, and since over here you're able to remove it, so you're not maktadas. But, you know. Okay. So that's one other thing I just wanted to mention to you, which is not on this line. Just in the cheshen of the sugya, so the Magen Avraham learns this din that he says that the table becomes a basis for the case of the drawer when the drawer is not nishmetis, the drawer is attached to the table. So then, Adarav, we say the table is ikur and the drawer is a tofel. We don't say that the table becomes a basis to the drawer. But when the drawer is nishmetis, so it's not an intrinsic part of the table, so therefore it's its own klibah from the outside. So then we say the opposite happens, and the table becomes a basis to the drawer and when the drawer has money, and it's the table becomes a basis to that. Shaila's, I mean, he's, the Magen Avraham says he sees it, you know, Cheshbon's out in the sugya. Just one important point in the Gemara. In other words, the Mulchus Shalom is not Shinish Metis, it's not Kibur, and Ein Garner Sober Shabbos. Right? Which means it's round, it's not Nishmetis, you are Garner Sober Shabbos. So what's Oysaw? Is it referring to the Mulchani or to the Shita? So you're reading the Mishnah. It's Mishnah Kalim over there. The Mishnah before talks about the Shida, and then it says the Mukhni Shalah. So Mizman Shinish Metis, it's not Chibur, it's not Nimdedis, it's not Matzelis, and you're not Gerrit. So that's all the its are going on the Mukhni. So the Diak, that when it says, and the Mishnah says the second half, by the way, when it's not Nishmetis, it is Chibur law, it's Nindarina, it's Matzalima, and you're Gerner Sobashat. So Pasha's on the Mishnah, it's going back on the Mukhni. The Magen Avraham learns that the Mukhni is going to be is Mukhsa. Because the Maisa, you put the money on the Mukhni. I mean, the point, you could have learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me that the Mukhni, and when it's Mukhubra to the Shira, becomes bought Bottle to the Shita in the sense that you didn't put the money on the Ikar Shita and you don't want to be on the Ikar Shita, so you didn't make the Shita a basis to the money. So the fact that you wanted to put the money on the Mukhni doesn't make the Shita Mukhsa a basis. It doesn't make the Mukhni a basis either, because the basis is just the Mukhni is just a part of the Shita. That's the equivalent of the Mishnah. But the Magen Avraham says that's not logical to him. He doesn't learn the Mishnah like that. He learns that even though everything else is going on, the Mukhni, the din of Garanos of Shabbos is referring to the Shita. But the Mukhni Tak is Taka Mukhs, is Taka Bosses. Well, once he makes that step, so then this next step has to be true too. So now, I'm telling you, when it's Nishmetes, you can't be Garritz. Well, the Mukh, you can't be Garritz, you can't move either way. Even in case of not Nishmetes, you can't move the Mukhni. The only problem, because the Mukhni is a basis. The whole discussion is vis-a-vis the Shida. So saying, when the Mukhni is Mechubar to the Shida, so then you can move the Shida. When the Mukhni is not Mechubar to the Shida, you can't move the Shida. That's where he got his din. But the pshuto of reading the Mishnah doesn't read like that. The pshuto of the Mishnah, because everything else is going on, not the Shita is going on the Mukhni. That the Mukhni is measured together with the Shita, and the Mukhni is matzel. When the case it's not nishmetis, it's mechuber. So it's use it for the measurement of the 40 saw, and it's matzel by lames, and you can be garer it, i.e. the Mukhni. That's how you learn the Mishnah Kipshuta. And now when it's not, now when it's Nishmetes, it's not Mukhubar, and you can't move it, i.e. the Mukhni. But the Shita, either way, is not Mukhsi. But he doesn't learn like that. He learns that the Mukhni should not get it in the buses when you intentionally want to put it on the Mukhni, even though the Mukhni is Mukhubar to the Shita. And you can't be mashmid from the Shita, and the Shita Taka is not a buses. That doesn't prevent you from having a distinct part of becoming a buses. So, you know, his example of the person, when you have a kiss which is tougher to the beggar, so you want it in the kiss, you want it in your pocket, but the rest of the beggar has his own tashmish. So the beggar is tawful to the beggar, but the kiss can be a boss on its own. Right? So once he accepts that step, the next step has to be true too. So now, in a case where it's not, in a case where it's nishmetes, and so then I'm telling you that the beggar becomes a bosses to the kids. Right? That's where he got it from the Cheshvan of the Gemara. It's not. The second step the second step is the Kiddush, but he didn't get the second step out of the loop. He got the second step out. Once he learned the first half, he was forced to learn the second half the way he learned the second half. Okay, I wanted to have a discussion about next month with you a little bit. Probably now is not a good time, considering the fact that I stayed late. I just want to talk about next month vis-a-vis next year. Next year we're going to do finish Muksa. Summer's month, hopefully. Finish Muksa. And then starting Elul or starting